Lecture 10, Journeys of Faith, The Chronicles of Narnia, 2.
In this lecture, we shall consider the middle three Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, The Silver Chair, and The Horse and His Boy. Rather than give full summaries for each novel, I shall first give a brief synopsis of the plot and then go on to consider key passages that elucidate Lewis's beliefs and concerns. The Voyage of the Dawn Treader is the third of the Chronicles, and it gives us an episodic adventure. In other words, it moves through a series of episodes. And in it, we get a fabulous sea journey through uncharted lands and mysterious islands undertaken by Prince Caspian and his crew, who are searching for the seven lost lords of Narnia. Now, by this novel, Peter and Susan are too old to return to Narnia, so only Lucy and Edmund come. But this time, they're accompanied by a new child, and his name is Eustace Scrub. And he is exactly like his name, a spoiled brat with no imagination or courage who was raised by modern free-thinking parents. And you can figure Lewis doesn't like modern free-thinking parents. And he goes to a place called the New School that Lewis also does not like and parodies. Now, this time, they enter Narnia by being sucked into the painting of a ship. And the name of that ship is the Dawn Treader. And they're sucked into the painting, they get on the ship, and they join the crew on their journeys. Now, I've got to mention here that one of the crewmen, or crew-its, whatever, is called Reepicheep. And Reepicheep was Lewis's favorite character, and he is a chivalrous, talking mouse who first appears in Prince Caspian. And he's a well-beloved character in the Chronicles. Now, Reepicheep has his own personal reason for joining the crew. He cares about the lost lords, but he really hopes that the ship will sail to the end of the world and that there he will find Aslan's country. Well, Reepicheep's desire adds a sort of mystical aura to this journey. And indeed, Aslan's country really is heaven. A beautiful land with doors that open out to all the worlds, not just the earth and Narnia, but all the other worlds that we don't know about. When they get there, the children want to stay, but Aslan tells them their time has not yet come. And then, in what I consider the most overt Christian reference in the Chronicles, Aslan instructs them to return home, where they must learn to know him by another name. Clearly a reference to Jesus himself. There are many adventures the Dawn Treader goes on. They are too numerous to list. I will only tell you about two of them. The first, I believe, sums up powerfully Lewis's understanding of repentance and change. It takes place on an island, of course, and while they're on this deserted island, Eustace just gets fed up with everybody and he leaves. He walks off on his own and he sees a dragon that is in the last throes of death. But you see, because of Eustace's modern scientific education, he knows nothing about magic or myth. He's not my children who grew up hearing Greek mythology and the other stories. He knows nothing. He doesn't know what a dragon is. Well, after the dragon dies, he goes over to where it was and sees a cave. He goes into the cave, and the cave is full of treasure. The poor boy has never read his Wagner or listened to his Wagner, and so he doesn't know when you lay on a treasure, you turn into a dragon because you're greedy. Well, he lays on the treasure, he wakes up in the morning, and he finds that he has been indeed transformed into a dragon. Now, this, of course, is a horrible experience for the boy, but it's also a healing one. Because during this experience, it convicts the selfish Eustace of his egocentric behavior, and it actually impels him to use his new dragon powers to help the rest of the crew. In other words, he can't become a good boy until he turns into a dragon.